Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Here's today's poem. It's verse 1 from Psalm 103. It's with deep love and affection from the depth of my soul I praise the Lord. He is my every provision. His name is above all names, high and lifted up, and his glory covers the whole earth. His compound name is like no other. Everything is under the umbrella of his name. Here's the verse that it was taken from. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me, bless his holy name. Psalm 103, verse 1 in the Amplified. Here's the reflection. When you study the depth of God's compound name, you will discover his name means and identifies the completeness of everything he is. You will be overawed with the details of what his name represents. Jesus encourages us as his disciples to pray this way. Our Father, hallowed be your name, in Matthew 6 verse 9. This is often referred to as the Lord's Prayer, but it's actually the disciples' prayer, because we were asked to pray after this manner. The spirit of what Jesus said is captured so beautifully here in the Passion Translation. It says, pray like this. Our beloved Father, dwelling in the heavenly realms, may the glory of your name be the center on which our lives turn. Matthew 6, verse 9, Passion Translation. This is the example prayer Jesus gave us to model. Jesus prayed the Lord's Prayer in John 17, verse 6, when he prays for us prior to his crucifixion and going to heaven. If you do a study on the points he highlights to us, it will transform how you live and pray. Having a revelation of these principles is the reason I wrote in the last two lines of the poem, everything is under the umbrella of his name. Here's some questions. 1. Have you ever studied the compound names of God and what they shall mean to your faith? How would you enhance your faith with the revelation of these facts? Point 2. Are you aware of the preface Jesus gave us in Matthew 6, 9, re-praying this model? How do you now understand the important differences between the two references to how Jesus prayed? Point 3. How will you now view this psalm in the light of its opening verse? Okay, that's it for today, and thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.